the people.
Okay, Safra, we have been spending a lot of time on what exactly is Hargasha. And if you remember, the Pisvei Tshuva tells us that there are three forms of Hargasha, and we spend some time on the Hargasha of the Noda B'Yehuda, the Hargasha of Zivas Devalach. That's basically what we discussed. And then we also had a conversation about why is it that Bizman Hazeh, we presume that there is a din d'oraisa, that a woman is Temeya, when Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Hargashas. So how could it be that women are Temeyos min HaTorah? This was like what we call the million-dollar question. And we had a number of suggestions, and one of the suggestions that we presented was from a lot of people, we'll call it the Rav, that the Rav said that Hargasha is fundamentally a simin rather than a sipa. That Hargasha is fundamentally a way of knowing that the dam came from the makar, but Hargasha is not a necessary requirement for nida. Let me just finish the thought. This position is presumably the Shita of Rashi. Right? When I say on Daf Nun Ches that Rav Ashi says that that Karka Olam is not Mekabel Ksamim, like the position from Nechemia, whatever it is, so Rashi writes that you don't need Hargasha at all. And we commented, Vishen the Sidre Tahara and others, what do you mean that you don't need Hargasha? Well, right, don't we have like entire prakim that deal with ksamim? Right? The chayra, would it be a din d'oraisa ksamim? It'll make us dizzy. It can't be. So we said, well, Rashi's shita is that, of course, there are dinim of ksamim. But the dim of ksamim are based on the drasha of Rabbi Akiva on Daf Nun Ches base of dam v'lo kesem, meaning that there is a suffix, and whenever there's a suffix, it's tahar. We pointed out it should be a suffix to horaisa. So we said already one mahalach. The mahalach that we said was the Sidre Tahara's argument. That maybe, just like the Torah says, Mamzer Vadai Asar Rahmana, not Mamzer Safek, there's certain cases when we are Meko on Sfekos and we don't apply the rule of Safek, Dairais, Alahachmer. This morning I noticed that the Aruch Maner, I don't know how I missed this until now, but the Aruch Maner comments, and this sounds like very Rav Shachter esque. Rav Shachter is into Sfekos being numerical, statistical numbers, no? Isn't that like one of his things? So the Aruch HaNer seems to say that over here also. He says, you know what? Dam v'loy kesem. What that means is there's a pretty strong suffix, a pretty good likelihood that this dam is not from the Isha. So therefore, I'm not going to say suffix d'iraisa l'hachner. I'll say suffix d'iraisa l'hachmir when it's a suffix hashakol, 50-50, even 60-40. But if it's 80-20, right, 80, then it's going to be not from her, and 20, then it is from her. So the kahai gavna, I'm going to say that the woman is tahira min hatahira, and there's a din to rabbanon that she's tameya, and that's the din of Rabbi Akiva. That dam below kesem. When there is a hargasha, however, so then I know for sure that this dam came from the Isha, and then she is Temeya. The hargasha, according to Rashi, is a simin, that it is dam. It is not a siba to be tahar. That seems to be the shita of Rashi. So far, so good. Mr. Stern, seems like you had a question.
Yes. Rebbe wants to say that the Rav is essentially falling back to Rashi as opposed to the other ideas. With this approach of falling back to the Yehuda, Rebbe wants to say the Rav is falling back to Rashi.
Yes.
And he's passing against the Shulchan Aruch.
Well, he is understanding that the requirement of Hargasha is a simen, not a Siba. What do you mean by he's against Shulchan Aruch?
It's not even the simple understanding. Shulchan Aruch says flat out, black on white, twice.
That you need Hargasha. Right, so the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is what you're saying, that Hargasha is an absolute requirement, it's a Siba. However, you know, if you have Litvisha Ivra, as we say, so you can fetch into the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that when you have to have Hargasha, that means in order to fully know that this dam is mimeno. That's possible. Is it likely? Not so much. Right? But it's possible.
I mean, everyone points out that the Shulchan Aruch is passing at the Rambam.
The Pashtus is that the Shulchan Aruch is against Rashi. Absolutely. But this Shita of Simen seems to be very much Rashi-esque. Right? Not only is it Rashi-esque, but if I want another name to attribute this to, say, have a Tesis writ. Rabbi Simon always says, I think Rabbi Aaron Kahn, when he was the Rosh Kol Ha'Elyon, used to say, if you want to give a Chabur, you always have to put the Tesis writ. Because he always has something like out of the box, and it's always going to be interesting. Tesis writ writes on Shmuel's statement, Amar Shmuel Batku Karka Olam B'Yashva Olav U'matz Adam Tahayra, Shinemar Bibsara Ashatargish. Zakta Taisus Rid. Perish. Perish. Davka Imhir Gisha. The Yadash Yatza Hadam Mibisara. Uz Itmeya. Only if there's a Hargasha, you know that the dam left her basar, only then are you Itmeya. Avam Lohir Gisha, she Yatza Mibisara. Kigon Ze, Shinimsa Hadam Bekarka, Tahoriki. De ima lo batke yafe. Ubekarka heva haidam meikara. Zakta Taisis, right? That if the woman does not have a hargasha, so then she's tahira, because ken zain emar lo batke yafe. Maybe she didn't do a good job of the bedika. Maybe she didn't do a good job of the bedika. And therefore, Al Yadei the Hargasha, you know for sure that the dam came from her. That's what the Tosfos Rit is saying. First Tosfos Rit in the Perek, then Zayinu Beis, which I believe I gave you on the Mar Makomis, but the Mar Makomis at some point become less usable because I digress. But that is the Tosfos Rit. So most assume that the Tosfos Rit is also a Shita, that Hargasha is a Simen, Latame, not a Siva. However, it's not exactly clear that this is what the Tosfos Rid stays with. And I'm not sure exactly how to read the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid is making his comment on the beginning of the Sugya, on Shmuel's original statement. Then his last line is, "Utamon makshinon le'miksamin demasnisen, v'sasrinon le'mose." Later on, we ask Kashas on Shmuel, from Dinam of Ksamim, Visasrinon Lemose, and we upshlug his statement. That means like the backwards, the opposite of what we're saying, no? What we were saying is according to Rashi, Rav Ashi on Nun Chasamar Aleph is rejecting Shmuel, who said it was a Siva. The Tosfos Rid somehow mitzayin letvisha ivra. The Tosfos Rid says that Shmuel held it's a simen. We upshlug Shmuel and we say it's a siva. I think.
Well,
you
upshlug him. He just doesn't say what.
He says with hamon
makshinon
le v'sasrinon lemilsei. Maybe he's saying just we reject Shmuel's din.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be, but. It's a little funny. It's a little funny that the way he sets it up. He says Hargasha is a simon, and later on we upshlug. Right? It's like one sentence after the other. So again, Brian, you could take a look at this. I have it in front of you. So again, I think I'm not 100% sure that the Tosafot Rit is sticking with his idea that Hargasha is a simen, but it could be he is upshlugging that point. Let's go on. Next issue that's related to whether it's a siva or a simen. So the Shach, right? Coolest person ever. 1621 to 1662. Right? You have to know that. Mamesh, that's like elephants. The Shach writes, Husha Targish. Zak the Shach, that's a din do'iraisa. Hainami do'iraisa. Midrabbonon Temeya without Hargasha. Right? Midrabbonon, she's Temeya without Hargasha.
Even the original vehicle
tells us that come on.
Dafka
im hirgisha sheyatza hadam mipsar, and then she's tameya. But if lo hirgisha, so then emar lo batka yafa. Maybe the dam came. Maybe the dam was there beforehand. What?
He's just summarizing the Gemara.
I think he's really saying simen. If it's hirgisha, then she's Temeya, because I know that the dam came from her. If it's lo hirgisha, ken zayin, the dam was there from beforehand. Right? Wouldn't you use the word simen to explain that?
Well, what? It just sounds like it's describing
this phenomenon. But he's, again, what I would say, if I would be summarizing the word, dafka im hirgisha, dichsiv bibsara, that hargasha is required because it's exeris hakasa. Okay. One thing I'm willing to say is that Hargasha, according to the Kiva, is a sin. Right? The Sidre Tahara says Rash is like Reb Kiva. Good. Rash is a sin. The Taisvis Rid seems to say that also. Right? Now, you want to say a different Pshat in the Tosis Rid? I'd be curious how you're reading his words, because it seems to me that he's not saying that klal v'ikar.
Which is the word?
But again, he's explaining Shmuel. Dafka in hirgisha, v'yada sheyatza dam ibsara. You're only tamei when there's a hargasha, and therefore you know that the dam left. Yada. Then she's tamei. Yeah. Because only when there's hargasha, and she knows that the dam left her, only then is she tamei. But if we'll hear Gisha, so then I will say that the dam was there beforehand. I mean, I think the easiest way to read the Taisus Rid is that it's a simen. Right? So if I want a Rishon who says simen, I got two of them. Right? I got Rashi and the Taisus Rid. But again, like Jake pointed out a few minutes ago, Rashi doesn't seem to make it to the big leagues. And the Taisus Rid was unheard of by the Bet Yosef. As far as I know, Bet Yosef never had the Tosafot Rit. Scholars look into that point. I might be telling a mistake.
Isn't Rabbi Yishaya the one of the Tosafot Rit?
Is it?
I've heard this before.
I don't know. Okay, Shach writes, you need Hargasha min HaTaira. Midi Rabbanin Yitimeya without Hargasha. Zot the Gilyon Maharsha on the side of the page. That the pshat in the shach is as follows: Af biyadua vaday shadam mimena yotza tahora midoiraisa koshalo hirgisha. You know for sure the blood came from her. She is nonetheless min hatora tahora because she didn't have hargasha. Nafgamina is for tshuva. What type of tshuva? Right, this time of year, Rabosai, we're nearing Yom HaKippurim, right? Tshuva is a nafkamina.
Piskei Harid is quoted hundreds of times.
Piskei Harid,
Is it Tosafot Rit? What was that?
They say Piskei Harid. I mean, does this make it to the Piskei Harid? I don't know. Okay, but you're very quick with Google. But
yeah, that's a Bari line.
Bari. Yeah, okay, Bari. But good. So the Shach says that you need a Hargasha. And the Gilead Maharsha says what seems to be Pasha Pshat in the Shach is that you are going to be Tahora on the level of De'oraisa without Hargasha. even though you know for sure the dam came from her. And he quotes that as a tshuva of the Maharam of Lublin. Nafgamina for tshuva, when the husband had relations with her and she didn't have a hargasha on the dam, is that an Isser D'Oraisa they violated, or is it an Isser D'Rabbanan that they violated? So the Pashtus is an Isser D'Rabbanan, consequently the tshuva somehow is less severe. Right? And that seems to be the Gilyan Arsha coined by Ram of Lublin. Let's just finish this Gilyan Arsha. He writes, Shaharei, Gab bin Batka umatzadam bin Praizdar, Nasan Harambam in Paratess of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Tam, Duhu Bechezgas Shriba Bahargasha. If a woman does a bedika and she sees dam on the bedika cloth, the Rambam writes that she is Tameya, min HaTorah, because we have a chazaka that there is a hargasha. We could have said she's Tameya min HaTorah, because where do you think that blood came from? You do an internal check. That blood is obviously mimena. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says she's only Tameya because we presume that there was a hargasha. That means that hargasha is an absolute requirement for the tuma. Mivli hargasha, there is no tuma on the level of the oraisa at all. That means that hargasha is what I would call a siba, not a simin. And this seems to be the accepted approach among all of the Morei Hora'a. If you look in the Sidre Tahara, in Os Beis, he writes that Achronim have a discussion on these sugyas. Is the Hargasha Din D'Oraisa, that it's a Siba L'Tamosa, or not? The Maskona seems to be that it's a Siba that she is Tumeya. This Sidre Tahara then goes on, and he writes, the fact that Hargasha is a Siba L'Tamosa, and the fact that the Rambam writes that when a woman does a Bedika, we assume that there is a Hargasha, and therefore it is a Din D'Oraisa, that she is Tameya. Dam that is found on the Bedika cloth is a D'Oraisa. Because the Rambam tells me the assumption is that the dam came with Hargasha, therefore she is Tameya. The way the Sidre Tahara presents it, he is asking on all of the three cases that are found in the Gemara and the Pesukei Teshuva references in Sifka and Aleph. Meaning, there are three cases, right, if you have Hargashas Eid, Hargashas Shamish, Hargashas Meraglayim. In all those cases, we are assuming that there was a Hargasha, and she is Tameya min HaTaira. Although she might want to claim that that Hargasha, which she experienced, is Hargasha's Eid, Shamish, Meraglayim, nonetheless, we nem'un that it is a full-fledged Hargasha, and she is Tameya min HaTaira. One could have said, and we entertained this idea the other day when we presented an Aruch Haner, one could have said that she is, that maybe there is a Din D'Oraisa even when she has no experience of sensation at all. And one could have said, even possibly, that these dinim are dinim d'rabbanan. But the Sidre Tahara, and this seems to be accepted by the poskim, the Sidre Tahara assumes that these hargashos are, she felt something in the Gemara. We may have attributed it to aid Shamish may reply him. Kamash calling she's Tameya min hatayra. That's the Sidra Tara Sif Katin base. The proof seems to be this Rambam, who says by Hargashas aid that the Tum'ah is min hatayra, because there's a chazaka that it came with Hargasha. However, gentlemen, who wants to refute this proof? Who wants to say that maybe the proof of the Rambam is not proof positive that the Hargasha is a din d'oraisa? It could be that the Gemara has three cases. The Rambam is talking about a woman who does an internal bedikah, no? In that case, I know that the dam that came is A, dam nida. B, I'm assuming a chazaka it came with hargasha. Who says this is true in the other cases in the Gemara? Who says Hargashas aid and Hargashas shamish? Who says in that case I have a chazaka that the dam came by Hargasha? Ken Zain, that blood that's found internally, right, is assumed to be a chazaka that it came with Hargasha. But Hargashas shamish, right, what's that mean? That means that right after sex, she sees blood. Right after sex. That means she's not finding the blood inside her. It's right after sex. Hargashas may raglayim. She's urinating. You're not finding the dam inside. It could be that when I find dam inside, I have a chazaka that it came with hargasha on the level of da'iraisa. But maybe in the other cases, Lav Dafka is it, the Oraisa. The Gemara on this page, the Gemara discusses the chiyuv to bring a carbon. In Rov Yamela Temeyin, she's Chayevas carbon, no? Which of those Hargashas are we talking about? It's clear from that line in the Gemara that it's Mamashadin the Oraisa, no? You don't bring a carbon if it's not the Oraisa. But it's not abundantly clear that, okay, it's not abundantly clear. Again, we're not talking about a case of a masked Hargasha there, but we know that Hargasha is a din d'oraisa, but it could be that the Hargasha, which is a din d'oraisa, is true when you for sure have a Hargasha and you for sure have a Re'iyah. But in the cases of Dilma Argasha, perhaps in that case it's Dirabonon, Al Koponim in the two cases where it's not internal. If you look in, I think, and this is what I...
That's Hargasha Shamash.
What?
Doesn't make more sense explicitly that that case is Hargasha Shamash.
In the case of Dilma Rov Yamel, I didn't bring the Gemara.
No, in the case of Rov Yamel, different cases.
I'm telling you, it's chai of a carbon, right? And that's chai of a carbon has to mean it's the raisa. What?
The
Gemara says Hargasha Shamash. Again, if it's al shalom, so then it's internal. Is it the same? In other words, I think if it's internal, then I could say that it is a chazaka that the dam came by Hargasha. But if it is external, I might not be able to say that.
So
Nimsa al
shalah.
Al shalah, correct. Because that's internal. No. How do you get the dam on his penis? Right? Again, without being too graphic, yes. Right? I do not have evidence that the case of Dilma Argasha by Mei Raglayim is Doiraisa. This idea is, I think.
No, for the simple reason, we
What?
It's not referring to like a bed sheet when it's all Chanel.
No, Rashi says
Eber. Is it? Yeah. It's not his bed sheet. In other words, in that case. Okay. I would argue that internal could be I have a chazaka that it came with the hargasha. External, again, I'm saying hargasha is d'oraisa. I'm saying hargasha is a siba, not a simen. I think the sheet of Rashi, Tosas, Rid, etc., is not assumed. If hargasha is a siba, like we've said, that means that absent hargasha, a woman is tahora on the level of the oraisa. This is the case that is called in the Sfarim, Re'iya below hargasha. In that Shuvah of the Maharam of Lublin, in everybody's essays here, they talk about this as Re'iya below hargasha. Re'iya below hargasha is going to be Derabbanan, according to the classical Achronim. Therefore, I do not understand Rabbi Willig's whole yesod that Re'iya equals hargasha. The fact that I have such a classical conversation among poskim about Re'iya below hargasha, right? That seems to me to be real proof that Re'iya is not hargasha. They ain't the same thing. That's what I would argue.
If you can't have one without the other, how? Okay, it's a difference in terminology. If it's not,
if you can't have one without the other, so I can't say that Re'iya by definition is Hargasha, right? So what we spoke about yesterday is I was not convinced that Rabbi Willig is correct based on the Lashon the Torah's Habayis.
Just
right, where it says Osher Ra'asa Osher Gisha.
But I'm saying that. What's the difference between a Re'iya and a Kesem? And it seems like everybody is saying the answer is a Hargasha.
Correct.
That means that if there's a Hargasha, it's a Re'iya. If there's no Hargasha, it's a Kesem, which is exactly what Rabbi Willig said.
And no, but Rabbi Willig is saying that I know it's...
It's a difference in terminology.
Okay, but I'll say it like this. How do all the Achronim have a discussion about Re'iya below Hargasha?
Because they have to bavur Rashi.
They're not within Rashi. My Ram of Lublin.
I know they're not within Rashi. They're bavurning Rashi. They have to make clear the fact that that's what they're saying. So they
in other words, they're assuming that absent Hargasha, even though I know 1,000,000% the Don came be Menah, it's still a Kesem, right? According to Rabbi Willig, there's no such thing as Re'iya below Hargasha. Every Re'iya is by definition a Hargasha.
I'm not seeing how those two things are different. It seems like a semantical difference. That he wouldn't use the word. He wouldn't.
Is it Dramatis or Drabon? A woman has her period and she has no Hargasha. Is she Tamei Min HaTorah Min Drabon? Answer the question. No. Not according to Rabbi Willig.
Rabbi Willig has this whole other thing. I'm saying as far as the internal Sogya.
Internal Sogya, she's Tamei Min Drabon. Absolutely. Rabbi Willig says she's Tamei Min HaTorah. Because we know she had a Hargasha. Right, but it's not that we know she had a hargasha in the sense of we presume, like that Rambam, that it's chazaka that the Dan came with hargasha. Rabbi Willig is saying the fact that there is a re'iya, that there is a flow, right, that itself equals hargasha. I asked this to Rabbi Willig a couple of years ago. I didn't understand his answer. I do know, however, that the Torah's Habayis, which I think is a raya against Rabbi Willig, that Torah's Habayis is Lashon of Osher Ra'asa, Osher Hargasha, something like that. In the newer editions of the Torah's Habayis, they have footnotes. Okay? And if you look at the footnotes, they point out that there are two older printings. I don't know if we have a Ksav Yad or if that footnote guy used the Ksav Yad. You have to be a certain type of Talmud Chacham was like a scholarly bent to look for the Kisveyah. But in that newer edition with the footnotes, he says that there are some who write just Ra'asa, not Oisha Ra'asa, Oisha Yirvisha. Right? So, okay. Zosai. Yes. So this is so far Re'iya without Hargasha, Shach, Sidre Tahara, Goyim Asha, Tmeya Min HaTorah. No, excuse me. Tmei Yamit Rabbanan, because there's no Hagasha. Thank you. Yes.
Back to the Gilead Marsha. Why is he fetching these far-fetched documents of Tshuva and not just telling you that Leon's Kesem and Ris and there's a thousand documents of Kesem and Re'iyah?
So first of all, he's quoting a Tshuva Maharam Lulman.
Okay.
Second of all, one thing we're going to have to discuss in Tlius is it could be that the dinim of Tlius and all the kulas by Ksamim are not exactly connected to Dereis and Rabbanim. They might be dependent on rules of Suffolk in general. That's already going to confuse us if we do it now, but we will get there. Okay, I want to talk about one other topic. Once we're saying the Hargosha is a din to Eraisa, and we're saying Hargosha is a Sibam in that Torah, so the Trumas Hadeshin and Simin Reish Mem Vav has a Yisod, that since Hargosha is a din to Eraisa, if a woman has a Hargosha and does not see anything, Zuk the Trumas Hadeshin, she is Temea on the level of the Eraisa. Trumas Hadeshin says, just like there is an opinion that Vestos is the Eraisa, and according to that opinion that Vestos is the Eraisa, so if a woman has her Vestos, we assume she is Tamei Min HaTorah. Similarly, since Hargosha is the Eraisa, when you have a Hargosha, you are Tamei Min HaTorah. If you have something that you can attribute that Hargosha to. Now remember, Hargosha of the Trumas Hadeshin means Psichas Pia Machar. If I have something that I can attribute that Hargosha to, meaning there is a Mar'eh Dam Tahar that comes out after that Hargosha, I'll assume she's Tahira. Because I'll attribute, again, even it's Deraisa, I have a Tliya. Right? Even though Hargosha is Deraisa, but if I can attribute that Hargosha to the Mar'eh Dam Tahar, she's okay. But if it's just a Hargosha and you find nothing, she is Temeya, says the Trumas Hadeshin. The Beis Yosef quotes this Trumas Hadeshin in Kuf Peches. In the Beis Yosef writes, Kaza b'Trumas Hadeshin, afmi shegisha shenifdach mekora, ubatka miyad umatza al ha'ed lachuchas lovan. We're not worried about Shami Yotzes tipas dam kechardon onimo. Hargosha is doiraisa, like we say in Perek Haroa Kesem, because Avakishamatza Lachuf is the Lovan al Ha'ed, we say the Tipas Lovan Hida Argisha, because Lovan and Yarab also come from the Makar. That's already a shtickle chedesh. The Trumas Hadeshin is assuming that the other colors also come from the uterus. The Tisus and Yadinam Abeis assumes that as well. Makar dam meha, says the Taisus. That means there are many colors in the uterus. The Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Reish Zayin writes that the uterus only produces red. Okay. But the Trumas Hadeshin writes.
What do we know based on medicine now?
I'm pretty sure only red. I'm pretty sure that if you see green, it's like a mucus. And I know yarok means yellow, not green. If you see yellow, it's presumably some sort of urine. If you see green, it's some sort of mucus. If you see white, it's some other vaginal discharge. The Pashtus is like the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay. Not like the Trumas Hadeshin. It says that Lovan and yarok comes in the Makar. Achar kach kosef. Yorei ani lahakel im nimsa la'ed lachluchas desamech. Trumas Hadeshin writes, if you find after Hargosha, you find a thick lachluchas, yorei lahakel, afogav de loven hu, mipnei hatayim. Some people make a mistake. Avam eno ela mar'e kamait zeva ba'alma, v'gam lehir gisha yesh latahir. So the Trumas Hadeshin writes, Hargosha, when you see nothing, tameya. Hargosha, if you see something and it's a marat tahar, you're going to be tahar. I'm yore lahakel if it's a thick thing. Says the Beis Yosef about this Trumas Hadeshin, nearly that these are chumris yiseros and no one is koshish for it. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. The Ramah in the Dark of Moshe writes,
that Hargosha is Doraisa. Hargosha is only Doraisa if you find Dam Tomei afterwards. Bilav Hachi, you're not going to be Tomei. Below Reisi, Echad Men HaPoskim, Shekosav HaTamosa, Bahargosha Below Re'iya. L'chein Devar, Reb Tzrichem Iyon, therefore the Trumas Hadesh and the Shver. Mechaber, however, beginning of Kuf Tzadi, Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer, right? If you have a woman, Im Hirgisha Sheniftach Mekora Laholti Dan, Ubadka Acharkach, what does Yesh Misha Omer mean? So the Torah's Hashlamim writes, Yesh Misha Omer means, the Mechaber told me some people say that. Because he only found it in one source. Avada the Mechaber paskins this way. Even though the Mechaber in the Beis Yosef says it's a Chumri Yaseira, when he came to Shulchan Aruch, he changed his mind. And therefore, it's really Tummy. Says the Sidrei Tahara, however, that the Yesh Misha Omer means that there are some who say it, but I disagree. This, of course, is related to one of my favorite topics, whether Shulchan Aruch is a Sefer Halacha, or is the Beis Yosef a Sefer Halacha. What book am I supposed to look at when I want to pass on the Shaila? Right? The Sidrei Tahara is assuming that I really pass on based on the Beis Yosef. And the fact that I quote something as a Yesh Misha Omer is because the Shulchan Aruch is there as a way of reviewing the Shitos, and there is such a Shita out there, quoted Trumas Hadeshim. But the Torah's Hashlamim says that no, the Shulchan Aruch is the real Sefer Halacha, and Rabbi Yosef Karo changed his mind. That's going to be a topic that we will return to as the year goes on. But what we're basically getting at is as follows, okay? Today we spoke about Hargosha Siva Simen. We paskin Hargosha is a Siva. The Trumas Hadeshim goes so far to say that Hargosha is a Siva, and that means even Hargosha below Re'iya. Do I paskin like that, Trumas Hadeshim? Ramah in Darkei Moshe certainly rejects it. But the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch is not masking on the Shulchan Aruch because Yesh Misha Omer. Shulchan Aruch Yesh Misha Omer. What does that mean? I have two ways of reading it. Right? Maybe the Ramah is not masking because he knows that the Shulchan Aruch is not the Sefer Halacha. That's certainly a possibility. There is one other approach to just say about this Hargosha Blo Re'iya. The Pesach Tshuva here quotes Tshuva the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes that Hargosha can't be a din d'oraisa that you're tamei. It makes no sense. Hargosha without Re'iya, you can't be tamei min ha-Torah. The Trumas Hadeshim says you're tamei. What the Trumas Hadeshim meant is that women at his time were machmir, like Chumra d'Reb Zeira, but our women in Egypt don't have this chumra. Now that's an important Radvaz, because the Radvaz is making an assumption that Chumra d'Reb Zeira is just minhag hanashim. It's not something that the rabbis are affirming. The fact is the women at the time, the Trumas Hadeshim, had this practice. The women in Egypt don't have this practice, right? In terms of that conversation which we had related to the Chumra d'Reb Zeira, this Radvaz is taking a stand on it. Okay, Chavra, tomorrow I want to talk about Tshuva Yom HaKippurim a little bit because the day is coming up.
Huh? We'll spend some time on the Gilyon Mashal.
On the Gilyon Maharsha about Tshuva, yeah, 100%, yeah. Right, because Halacha L'Maisa, if you're bought on an Isha who had a Hargosha without Re'iya, right, that's what you want to know? Or had a Re'iya?
Hargosha without Re'iya, what do we pass the
time? So there are so many quotes in Hargosha below Re'iya. We'll talk about that probably next time. We'll just go through the Pesach Tshuva. So L'Maisa, what we paskin is, like Reb Tzadik HaKayin of Lublin in his Tshuvas Tzvi L'Tzadik, right, that you need a bedikah right away to make it tahar, but you don't need an internal bedikah. So if a woman is wearing underwear, she has a hargosha without a re'iya, you check the underwear. That's basically what we pass in b'halacha. But again, it never comes up for us because we don't have hargosha, so you're not going to have a hargosha without a re'iya. Okay? Okay. Thank you for listening, gentlemen. May you be blessed and have a marvelous day.